Hi, I'm Sarah Flower. Thanks for listening to KSUT. We are joined today with a weekly update from Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health. Leanne, thanks so much for joining us here today, as always.
Thank you, Sarah, and happy holiday weekend to you.
Yeah. I wanted to jump in and talk about the face coverings order that was mandated through the city of Durango and within city limits. We have talked in the past about how it reduces having a face cover is a protective order, and San Juan Basin Public Health has issued an advisory since April. So let's talk about that and what that order means.
Well, the face covering order is not in place of other social distancing measures, right? We still want people to maintain 6-foot distance from, individuals that are not members of your household. We still, across Colorado, are recommending that people limit their trips. You know, high-risk individuals are, we're asking them to stay home as much as possible. We're still asking everyone to stay home as much as possible. Be very careful when we're out and do everything we can to slow the spread of infection. So a face covering is part of, you know, the kind of multi-pronged measures that we have. And what the face covering does is if we are unable to, you know, maintain our 6-foot distance, we put on a face covering to cover our mouth and cover our nose and help keep our droplets to ourselves. We believe that COVID-19's best way of transmitting human to human is through respiratory droplets. We produce respiratory droplets when we talk, when we laugh, when we sneeze, when we cough. So the idea is the face covering is just one additional thing that we're doing. We've recommended it, or we've advised it. We have an advisory in place since April for all of San Juan Basin Public Health's jurisdiction. And then this week, as we see more things opening up, the city of Durango did pass a face covering order under their emergency declaration powers. This was an option that they had, and they said as the largest population center with lots of businesses coming online and visitors coming to the community, we would like to kind of put an extra stake in the ground by going from advisory to order to make it a mandate. Now, we all are committed to this mandate being achieved through education and voluntary compliance. We don't want to force people to do things. We want to educate people on the value of taking protective measures. The more protective measures we take now, the better chances we have of moving our economy in one direction, and that's the direction towards, you know, the new normal, rather than going in fits and starts if we have outbreaks.
Having read the order, it talks about city streets and city sidewalks. So if someone's out walking their dog, is that in the city limits, should they have a face covering on?
If you're out doing an activity, you know, by yourself where you're not in a crowded place and you can maintain 6-foot distance, it is not necessary for you to cover your face. It may be something you want to do, which is take one with you. And that way, if you run into a neighbor and you want to have a conversation, you know, the safest thing is for both individuals to be wearing face coverings. We're learning everything about the virus as we go. We're still only into 4 months of studying it. We suspect that it's more likely to be transmitted in enclosed spaces. So a lot of the face covering order is really targeting going into businesses and going into enclosed spaces. That said, when you're outside, if you're not going to maintain 6-foot distance, it is still, you know, it's the right polite thing to do while we're all still figuring out what our new normal will look like for all of us.
You mentioned the education piece, which is not only educating people that live here, but where tourist season is upon us. The summer is going to be a hotbed for a lot of different people coming in, and different mandates and different states and different orders here and there. The education here, how whether it's in Archuleta or in La Plata County, that's going to be the biggest piece. How do we do that?
We've talked about it being education and then also making the resources available. So what we're working, as public health with our partners in the city and then with partners in both counties is to have, you know, signs up that say we care, and they show wearing a face covering and saying I'm wearing my face covering because I care about you. So having that sign available downtown, having it at the entrance of businesses. But in addition to that, the other thing we're working on is having some really inexpensive face covering available outside businesses. If you're a visitor from here, you didn't think to bring one with you because it's not part of the, you know, culture where you are. In addition to the signage, we want actual really inexpensive cloth, you know, do-it-yourself face coverings available so people can learn the habit, right? It's education and it's making it accessible. So that's what we're working on. I think the timing of the city was spot on because, as you said, we are seeing tourism, we are seeing businesses pick up, we're seeing things get more crowded. So this is an appropriate time, but we want to do both. We want education and then we want some type of face covering to be made really easily available. Let's have them at the visitor center. Let's have them on a hook outside, you know, of businesses.
I want to touch on the protests in the Four Corners region. As a public health, who's to where we've talked so much about on this show, social distancing and face mask wearing, and then around the region, we've seen hundreds of people gather not adhering to those rules. How frustrating is that for you and your department?
You know, I think it's frustrating both directions, right? People would not be taking to the streets to say their piece on it if they weren't really frustrated and challenged by the social distancing that we're all experiencing. So I don't think really what the measure is how frustrating it is for us as public health. I think the measure is that it's frustrating for everybody. This is a, you know, really difficult experiment that we're doing, right? And social distancing is not the tool you want to use to contain communicable disease. It was the tool we had for this disease as cases were rising for a variety of reasons. So we know it's a bad tool. We know that it creates all kinds of challenges, and it's understandable that there's tremendous frustration all the way around. We're hoping that we can start to just take steps in the right direction and build a culture where, you know, wearing a face covering, if that's what's going to keep outbreaks down in our community, the future of our economic conditions are not necessarily based on if we require a face covering or not. They're more likely to be based on if we have outbreaks or not. Because if we have tremendous outbreaks, that's going to harm our community as much as any other rule or mandate that we, you know, make. So we're trying to kind of look at it that way, which is like, let's all just kind of take the steps together.
Leanne, I was recently on a press call with the heads of Colorado. They had talked a lot about the goal for Colorado. They thought by the end of May would be having 8,900 tests done per day. San Juan Basin has been partnering with Mercy for a couple weeks now and offering free testing to people that are symptomatic across the region. So let's talk to that and how testing is going.
Well, Colorado, you know, as we're moving into the next phases of safer at home across the state, Colorado, like every state in the country, has been trying to bring more testing to its communities. So recently, the state of Colorado did receive, I think it's 90-something thousand swabs. And so, you know, we've talked about all of the different ways that we were unable, we as a public health community, unable to get enough testing out through the COVID-19 pandemic. And certainly, swab supply chain was one of the things that were broken. There's also issues with, you know, lab processing that have increased capacity in the state over the last couple of weeks. So what Colorado is announcing is getting these swabs out to communities that can be processed at the state lab and then get free testing done that way. They now have 34 sites in communities across the state that can access these swabs and the state lab. Here locally, we have recently started to do more of that state lab testing with partnership with Mercy Regional Medical Center. But we also here have had private lab testing for diagnostic PCR through Cedar Diagnostics for quite some time. So our community members have choices. The other thing that we're really trying to solve is if individuals use the private lab, because that has been stood up for quite some time here at a much higher accessibility than other communities. The other thing we're working on with the state is to ensure that that can be paid for through insurance. So that people access it, whether they're accessing the free testing that is now available through Mercy or the private lab testing. You know, we still believe that inexpensive free testing is what everyone needs during a pandemic to control spread of disease.
Lee Angelon, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health Department. Anything that you'd like to add for us here today?
I think we end on this a lot, but the weather is getting warmer. We're getting outside more. It's good for all of our mental health to get outside. We will see more visitors from other communities. We can practice safe social distancing when we're outside and when we're interacting with, you know, folks that are coming in from visiting, and let's all really set that culture and do it together. And as long as we continue to contain disease here, we can start moving together into the brave new world.
Lee Angelon, thanks so much for joining us here on KSUT.